This week on Drinks with Binks, we welcome a new member to the Fubo Sports family, Lights Out Extreme Fighting, featuring LXF6 on Saturday, October 30th. And to break down this triple main event with three titles up for grabs, we welcome on friend of the show, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting, three-time Pro Bowl linebacker, and the original Lights Out himself, Sean Merriman, to preview the fights and let us know what his plans are for bringing in football players into the octagon. This is Drinks with Binks. Welcome on into Drinks with Binks. I'm Julie Stewart Binks, and I'm very excited to bring you a special episode tonight as we welcome Lights Out Extreme Fighting LXF6 coming to you live on Fubo Sports Network at 10 p.m. Eastern. And it is going to be an extremely exciting night because there is a triple main event as well as three titles up for grabs. And so who else better to help us break this down and to get us excited for what will be a historic night on Fubo Sports Network? None other than co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting, former NFL three-time Pro Bowl linebacker, as well as the original Lights Out himself, Sean Merriman. Sean, thanks so much for being with us here, and congratulations on joining the Fubo Sports Network family.
Appreciate it.
Well, we have an exciting night coming up here on Fubo Sports Network. We have LXF6. What are you most excited about what we are about to see?
I'm looking forward to that, to the Alvin Morales fight. It's going to be huge. It won't go long, but if you look up and down this entire card, it's filled with a bunch of talent, guys that's been doing this for a long time. A lot of up-and-coming talent, and this is probably our best card we've had since the existence of Lights Out. You know, a lot of these guys will have many opportunities after this fight to do a lot of things.
Right, and you mentioned your main event, Albert Morales taking on Victor Henry, and we will get into that in a moment as he is looking to defend his bantamweight title. But for people that are watching Lights Out Extreme Fighting for the first time ever, what are you hoping that they get out of this?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I've always been a big advocate of watching guys grow, right? We give a bunch of these fighters opportunities to really jumpstart their career, and hopefully that they want to stay with us after a certain period of time. But these guys come out swinging. They come out banging right away. They understand the platform and the eyeballs that they're given. And since I'm fortunate enough to go and train with a lot of these guys over a certain period of time, you know, I'm like, you can't be an owner of a league and not get a chance to go and squabble sometime with them. I get a chance to see them through the course and period working out in the gym. You know, John Paul Bosnian, he's going to be an up-and-coming guy. He's a guy that's trained with Conor McGregor. I'm really interested to watch him. I think he's undefeated amateur. I think he's 3-1 or something like that as a pro. But, you know, I've watched this guy train, and he's going to be a star, you know. So giving these guys an opportunity to fight with Lights Out Extreme Fighting and watch where their career goes after this is going to be amazing.
Definitely. And they all have unique stories and how they've gotten to this point and just some of the adversity that they faced. And watching on your channel with Devin Brock speaking about some of the hurdles he's gone through personally and professionally to get to this point. And I think a lot of people can relate to that and see that these aren't just, you know, sort of stars fighting in the octagon. These are real people that have real stories. And certainly you would know them very well, as you just mentioned.
Yeah, and, you know, talking about Devin, he was a guy that was, you know, he had an option, right? He was going to fight or he's going to go back to the streets and get involved in his surroundings. And so when you look at opportunities it's given so guys don't go back to living that lifestyle again, and they find a way out to do what they're doing now. And I always say this, you know, we're in the whoop-ass business, right? So, you know, these guys, they're either going to go back to the streets or go do something else or do what they love to do. And if you look at how this card is built, there's not one fight on this card that you can turn away from the TV. Every single fight on this card we have is going to be a bomb burner.
Right, we have so many that we're excited to watch, including the main event. We circle back to Albert Morales taking on Victor Henry. We know that Morales is trying to defend his bantamweight title and that Henry is, of course, the number one contender to try to take over that. They know each other well. They've trained together before. What do you expect from these two when they face off?
Well, you know, first off, you know, Albert is our current champ. And I've watched him train over there at Black House for a long time, and he just gets after it. Even all the way through the pandemic, this guy, he just never stopped training. He never stopped staying in shape. I don't think I've ever saw Albert Morales out of shape or not in fight shape, ready to go. And when you talk about Henry, he's probably one of the best known prospects that hasn't, you know, made it the major platform yet. And I don't see how this fight goes all the way. I just don't see it. You know, they know each other well. They have, you know, liking towards each other, but they also know that they're going to try to knock each other's heads off, you know, as soon as that bell ring. And they both have a similar respect for each other. But I don't see that fight. I mean, these guys are going to, from what I'm told, these guys, they're going to come out swinging like immediately. This fight's going to be a big one.
So what is it then about Morales when you see him and you're around him and you watch him train and you watch him fight that gives him the ultimate edge over Henry in this fight?
He's a perfectionist. And, you know, some days when I get a chance to go and watch him train, you know, he's never at a point where he stopped learning. You know, he teaches these classes sometime and, you know, he might got a coach over there and he's nonstop wanting to learn something better. He just has this go button or he just loves to go. And, you know, with Henry, I believe his record's like 20-5, right? He's like one of these guys that's been around for a long time. So much experience, but just hasn't hit that main stage just yet. And to have it done, you know, Saturday night on Football Sports, like the guys, everybody on this card, they understand how big this fight is. Right. Like every single one of them. And I get the opportunity to, you know, talk to everybody about their process, their training camps, and everybody understand how big this card is for their career.
Right, and there's a number of other fights that will be happening. Two other co-main events that we will get into after this quick break here on Drinks with Binks, featuring Sean Merriman. Don't go anywhere. This is you getting ready for LXF6. Guys, welcome back into Drinks with Binks. I'm Julie Stewart Binks, joined by co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting, Sean Merriman, who's helping us get ready for an exciting fight night for LXF6. And we talked about the main event before the break, but now let's get to the first co-main event for the middleweight title between Moses Motown Murrieta and Ozzy Diaz. Motown Murrieta said that he thinks he's going to win by TKO. What do you expect to go down here?
It's going to be another one. You know, I talked about earlier that there's not one fight in this car, and it's literally not one fight in this car where you're like, okay, there's no clear-cut winner. You know, it's evenly matched across the board. Even with some of the guys with experience, you have, you know, guys coming up like Motown. You know, he wants to duke it out. He doesn't want this fight to happen on the ground. He wanted to go out and make a statement. And he said several times, he said, I want this to be a stoppage. You know, he wants to stand up and bang. So, you know, if he says that, I'm going to take his word for it.
Okay, so then on the flip side, what does Ozzy Diaz bring to a fight like this that would maybe give someone like Motown some difficulty?
Just, you know, I look at Diaz, he's going to, you know, look to capitalize off of Moses' mistakes, maybe trying to bang a little bit too early. I mean, if you go into the fight and Motown's already, you know, Moses already made it public that he wants to TKO, he wants to slug it out. So maybe, you know, Diaz is going to have to look at his fight and look and see if he can capitalize off of his mistakes. Maybe getting too happy early and want to bang it out and throw a lot of punches. You know, maybe take him to the ground and get away from Moses' stand-up game. You know, Moses' stand-up game, he's a striker, and he wants to get after it. And so if I'm Diaz, you know that's the case. You know, make him work a little bit. You know, get him on the ground, things like that. I try not to give away too much because, you know, maybe that is his game plan.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, you know that Moses wants to come out and he wants this to be an early stoppage.
And so then we also have the other co-main event in the lightweight category for the title. Devin Brock taking on Jean-Paul Bosnoyan. And for this fight in particular, you know, Brock likes to wear guys down, but then Bosnoyan's a big finisher. What do you expect between these two?
This is another one. You know, Brock is a boxer first. He's another stand-up guy. He's gotten better on his last couple of fights that I watched. He's gotten better on the ground. And last fight that he had with us, he was just jabbing away. He just kept everything basic. Sometimes the basic wins, sticking with his jab, getting in and out of punches, and, you know, not hanging in there, keeping his distance. But the problem is, you know, with Jean-Paul Bosnoyan, first of all, his dad is a legend. He's been around, his dad's been around forever, a legendary trainer. And he's also trained a lot with Conor McGregor. So he's been in there with top-notch talent. You know, he had a fight, you know, I guess probably right before the pandemic, and he lost. lost against someone who ended up going to the UFC and a guy that ended up going to UFC. And I was like, man, because that was my first time seeing him in person and how skilled he was, just his stand up, his ground. And he just let off the gas just a little bit and got caught. And I said, man, this is, you know, I talked to him after the fight. And I said, you know, that wasn't supposed to happen. And he said, yeah, I know. So, you know, even though he's undefeated in his amateur fights, but he's made one mistake, but he's a star. This, I'm telling you right now, and I want everybody to hear this, that when the John Paul Bazian, he's going to be a star in this sport, and I can't wait to watch.
It'll be very exciting to see how he does tonight in LXF6 here on Football Sports Network at 10 p.m. And for you, Sean, you know, you've been with this company, you've lived, breathed it, it's here now. What is it like for you on fight night? Take us through your routine.
Well, I get there early, right? So I'm there doing the weigh-ins, and obviously you're doing a bunch of media and stuff like that, but you feel the energy. I'm a big energy person. So when you got the weigh-ins and guys are 6 inches from each other's face, my hair is standing up on my arms and my back. I'm like, you know, I'm ready to get in there myself. But, you know, it's fun being around it because you know what these guys do and how they train, how hard the time and effort they put in to get to where they are, and they get to display that Saturday night on Football Sports.
Right. I mean, you're so involved with it. Like, whether it's we're going to trainings, you're going to this, you are in the octagon yourself. Like, how much do you feel when, like, each punch is thrown that, like, you are in there, and how much do you want to be in there?
You know, I always want to be in there, but I breathe this. You know, we're talking about waking up to something and being in the NFL and coming out, running out to 70,000 people, 80,000 people with millions of people watching. This gives me that same feeling in being able to watch these guys train, watch these guys get ready and go and fight, because there's nothing like it. There's no sport in this country. And I always say that football is the greatest sport in the world. But when you're talking about fighting is the oldest,
right,
and the most respected sport, because it is a tough man and woman's game. It really is. And fortunate enough to be around these athletes, because everybody work hard, and, you know, I want them to get after it. Maybe I might walk in there in the locker room and draw some extra bonus money for knockouts, because I want to get this thing going.
I love that. I just love how passionate you are about it, and I love how involved you are with it, and I think that that is why your league is succeeding so well, and it continues to just grow each and every week. And we have more to get to with LXF6 here on Fubo Sports Network. Don't go anywhere. This is Drinks with Binks with Sean Merriman. Welcome back into Drinks with Binks. I'm Julie Stewart Binks, joined by none other than co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting, getting you set for LXF6 in Burbank, California, 10 p.m. Eastern on Fubo Sports Network. And Sean, we know that you put a lot of work and effort into pulling off this league and getting it to the point where it is right now. But what would surprise MMA fans about what goes into preparing a fight of this nature?
I think, honestly, it's being a nervous wreck behind the scenes, because in the fight industry, guys get hurt, right? Training camp, stuff. So you just hope that this great card that you have, that everybody's coming to see, that everybody walks into the fight healthy. And fortunately, as of right now, everything is good for us. So a guy don't come in overweight, or you got to scratch a big fight. So I think the nervousness behind the scenes is probably the biggest thing that people don't get a chance to see. It's almost like, you know, a guy, you know, being in the NFL, you practice all week, and then, you know, something happened with the game plan, and now you got to switch your whole game plan up because you're a star running back, a wide receiver in the game. It's like everything changes, right? So that's pretty much it. It's the having the nervousness going into fight week, that hopefully everything playing out well.
Right. And on the topic of NFL, I mean, you obviously spent your weekend as a player on the field, and now life is different. What would you say has helped from your NFL days that you use now in your new sphere?
Being able to handle pressure. I think, you know, NFL is such a business that you have to perform every day. Like, you have to, when you come in, there's somebody behind you, some guy from, you know, Florida, Texas, you know, Tech or something. I mean, there's somebody else right behind you that wants your position. For me, every day now, like, I approach every single day that I need to go and prepare for every single thing that I do, because there's somebody that want my position. And so I think that's probably the biggest thing that I take from the NFL and kind of coming from that and now to the MMA space. Like, you just, the willingness to compete at every single thing that you're doing, I got that from being in the NFL. Like, I don't know if that's ever going
to
change.
Well, that's a huge asset to have as part of your skill set when now you're doing this. That, I mean, you're always on, really. Like, you're always thinking, working your whole life. It sounds as though it's like there's never a moment to take a step back, which is why you've been so successful. And I do, though, have noticed that, you know, you still have a chance to watch football from your tweets. Who's someone, when you're watching football this year, that maybe has jumped off the screen to you in that you think that they would be a good fighter, that you would want? Who's someone that you're like, I want to approach them?
I'm saying Aaron Donald. Like, it's week in and week out, he's going at somebody, there's something going on, he's extra shoving. And he, you know, he'll be great at the sport because he's, you know, he's shorty, he has a lot of leverage. He's explosive as hell. I would be interested. I think he walks around about 285 or two, you know, around that. If he got down about 265, I think that Aaron Donald could do some real damage. I really do. Like, I think he would be a hell of an MMA fighter. Khalil Mack, I think, would be a hell of an MMA fighter. These guys just have these attitudes, man, that they got. They're really feisty. I think some of these guys would be really good in the cage.
Do you do any scouting, like, in different sports, even just younger guys in college that might not make the NFL but have that kind of axe murderer streak in them for fighting?
All the time. And, like, subconsciously, it happens because it's not like I'm just watching the sport, but I'll look at someone and I say, you know what, damn. Even, you know, Julie, honestly, back when I played, I would be on the sidelines when the defense is sitting on the bench, and I'm looking on the field, and I'll look at guys like, man, that dude, he probably can fight. It would always cross my mind, and it's kind of crazy for me to end up in this business because it constantly crossed my mind a lot. And so I look at guys now, and you know, they might be a guy from, you know, that went to Texas or Florida and maybe come and only have a couple of years in NFL and looking for something else to do. So now I have started the process of actively transitioning these guys from whatever sport that they played into MMA, into lights out extreme fighting. And I'm saying it now, and I always speak things into existence. Even I've already kind of started a process with some guys. In these next 12 months, you're going to have several former NFL, NHL, rugby. And, you know, being a hockey fan, some of these guys can go, right? I mean, some of these guys can really duke it out. So who wouldn't see, like, their two favorite centers from each team, or, you know, forwards or whatever, who wouldn't want to see them fight? I would. I mean, I think about it all the time, but who would want to see them get into an MMA cage?
Really exciting to see what is coming up with Lights Out Extreme Fighting, including, of course, LXF6 coming up soon here on Fubo Sports Network, 10 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss it. We'll have more for you after the break. Don't go anywhere. This is Drinks with Binks.
What's up, everybody? It's the Cooligans.
Hello, I'm Christian.
I'm Alexis.
Okay, we are two stand-up comedians, and we host the funniest soccer show you've ever seen.
That's right. We love talking about soccer. We're wild. We're silly. We have no idea what we're doing, but it's a fun ride. And we're on Fubo every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m.
That's right. Fubo Sports Network. Do it.
Subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube page for clips and full episodes. Follow us at Fubo Sports on all social media channels. Also available in podcast form wherever you find your favorite pods. Hey guys, we've had an awesome time drinking and banking here with Sean Merriman as we get set for LXF6 coming up at 10 p.m. Eastern on Fubo Sports Network. And Sean, what do you want to let everyone know heading into this big fight, night of fights here on Fubo Sports Network?
Yeah, this is going to be exciting. You have these fight weeks, but this one's a little bit different. You have three title fights on here, and these names are going to be stars in the sport. So anybody that, you know, don't wait to see the title fights. This entire card, these guys are going to scrap. I've been hearing it from them back and forth, looking at each other, screenshots, DMs. There's some real drama. There's some real smoke about to happen here. Saturday night, Burbank Marriott, live on Fubo Sports.
Awesome. Cannot wait to see what goes down in the Octagon here tonight on Fubo Sports Network. And guys, you know where you can find us and all of our other interviews and content, including how we sat down with Sean Merriman earlier this year, talked about a lot of different things on YouTube at Fubo Sports. And until next time, cheers to LXF6 and bottoms up, bitches.